Bitter cold air continues to pool across Canada and up farther to the north into the Arctic. And guess where all that's going? Coming into your backyard as we go forward through the next 2 days. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. The winds have been westerly for a big part of the day today in North Dakota, but southerly and south parts of our listening area across a big part of Minnesota. And that's helped to hold the temperatures up. And at this hour, we're looking at temperatures running mostly in the 30s across a big part of North Dakota, and the 20s and a few teens still lingering across parts of Minnesota. Farther to the south, we're seeing temperatures also in the 30s with some 20s in southern parts of Minnesota. So it's not a bad day. Definitely warmer than it ought to be, and it's going to be a lot colder as we go forward in time. Looking northwestward into Canada, we do see abundant snow and wind beginning to kick up across a big part of Manitoba as well as Saskatchewan, and all that's headed in our direction as a large cold air mass begins to pressure into the region. And we're going to see that system come through as we go forward through the night tonight and into the day tomorrow. We'll see increasing wind speeds across the area and occasional snow. The system is probably not going to be all that impressive until we get to the overnight hours. And even then, I'm not looking for tremendous amounts of accumulating snow, but the wind will be blowing it around quite a bit. And if you're traveling overnight tonight or into the day tomorrow, you should anticipate some hazardous conditions periodically, especially low visibilities and a considerable amount of blowing and drifting of snow. Early indications suggest that the total snow accumulation by the time we get to Friday night is going to run mostly in the range of about a dusting to 2 inches in general, that there will be some greater amounts in several locations where we could see some 2 to 3, maybe even some localized amounts of 3 to 4 inches. That's not going to happen very often. And most of the moisture content is going to be quite minimal. Wind speeds are going to be gusting between 30 and 45 miles per hour during the height of the cool down, and that's going to create some extreme wind chills for the region. The temperatures are going to bottom out as we get into the weekend. Early indications now suggest negative teens and negative single digits will occur as we get into both Saturday and Sunday mornings. We do have a high pressure center that will settle in on top of us during that time period, keeping us quite cool. And our afternoon temperatures on Saturday are not likely to get much warmer than positive and negative single digits. So definitely some winter weather in front of us for right now. There isn't much good news on the other side of this whole thing, because next week it looks like there'll be additional reinforcing shots of cool air coming and going. It won't be quite as cold as it will be over the weekend, but we'll still see a chill with us for most of the week. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.